mind. Try to control the finances in an unnatural way. If they make the money, let them use it. And to guarantee that it is used for Krishna conscious purposes, that's not for Maya. You see the girl, whoever is the Namata coordinator, I think it's you. You have to see the finances. Do you have a plastic bag which I can use for garbage?
Some other mother she made it. I don't know. She said it's some. Something like fila for the torta. Torta? I don't know.
No, testo. Testo's torta. Kako se reče testo?
Dough.
Dough from the cake, and it is cooked in the milk.
What?
It is cooked in the milk. And then
some nuts.
Yeah.
She's making cakes for the people, so she had this.
This is how I think it should be done. And maybe you can discuss with them how they can spend the money. They're just maybe regular things like prasadam.
Yes.
Then they don't have to ask all the time.
Yeah.
You can just go through the treasurer, through the expenses, and you should be very liberal. You should not get the idea that, oh, now you want to control the money, but you should get the idea, oh, Nandi Mukhi wants to have us to spend it in a Krishna conscious way. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, I think, all what I can say.
And for the programs like prasadam distribution or harinams or anything else, do you also think it's good if like we have to know what is going on there on each area, or isn't it what they are doing or what they want to do, and together we can do all things better, I think.
I have to know what you do, the politia,
yes.
But you can say it positively. Oh, I have very good ideas. For instance, we can do a harinam, and then you do with them together the first harinam.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you are seen as an initiator, as a creator,
mm-hmm.
as a resource, not as a controller.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, let's make a program, what you do, I don't know, and inform me please, because then I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can inform devotees from Celia to help, like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why you want to be informed, having the preaching. You follow?
Yes.
You must be so careful. And it should not go under the temple authority. Because managers just don't have... They don't understand really how these Namahati people feel. A manager in the temple lives in the understanding that he has to care the devotees every detail of their life, no?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, everything goes down. Idea should be that you are extremely happy about whatever initiative the Namahatis take. Don't bring them up with a mood that they feel shy whenever they have an idea.
Mm.
Should be good. And even if they something not so perfectly well, you were allowed to do your mistakes, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think when you just devoted, you sometimes were a little impolite. No?
Yeah.
And imagine how the devotee was a little heavy. Like the owners. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. For example, to our devotees like Moksha Rupi, Udarta, Akshaya, they are in this mood. Like you said, we have to control everything. We have to have everything under our control, but to which extent, where is this limit?
Because
where we can leave them freedom, and I mean also with this example with Rati, no? He is going on Harinam and we don't know in which towns he goes or what he is doing there, or sometimes devotees are on Harinam and he is also there just 50 meters away, and somehow people see he's not Slovenian, but he's like Hare Krishna, and they are confused then what to do.
Yeah, it's not
true. Then I have a feeling that somehow we are then just in between. We are not like the organizers in the temple, and also not exactly like the Namahatis outside. But just in between. So sometimes I have the feeling that the devotees in the temple, they are afraid that we will also be want to be independent, or that we don't want to be.
Oh, your accounts, yeah.
They think that we are something against.
Well, Namahata is a department, like other departments also. And I feel that it should be given the freedom. If we trust our devotees, as long as the Namahati works, Namahata works under the coordination of the Namahata coordinators. You have, can say we have to know, because we don't want to step on each other's feet.
Yeah.
Our country.
Yes.
Mm. Then you can make a report to the temple.
Mm.
But I just feel, you know, that maybe the Namahatis, they don't know the temple authorities so well. So they can work through you. Then they feel inspired, otherwise they might feel stifled. Then you have to make an open policy between you and the temple. Yes?
Yeah.
I'm 100% for this. I don't think it will work on the long run. If the temple wants to take leadership, then they also have to take care of the people and fulfill their needs and help them. Then only it can go on.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing this, the temple can work through you. You may sometimes say, well, why don't you see it like this? I remember once, Tina Hagen, she made a video clip for a very successful music video. You know what is music video?
Yes.
And Maravendra Puri from the, and she used PBT material.
Uh-huh.
I had given her this Krishna art book, I think you know.
Uh-huh.
She was very enthusiastic to use this PBT material. And I said, yes, all right. Because she is a friend of Krishna. I mean, she really likes devotees. In her own place, made, you know. And then Maravendra Puri saw this. Music videos was all over. Wanted to ask Nina Han for money. Now I knew if this would happen, Nina would, she would not be able to understand this. How a spiritual society, she would think that I'm working for the light and the love and for Krishna. You're working, why should we ask each other for money? She never has money. I know, Nina is just such a person. She just spends everything. And, you know, I said to Maravendra Puri, she is under my care, yeah, so to say. I'm her leader and I'm other leader. Come to Krishna consciousness. If anyone is responsible, then I am responsible. Then you have to sue me and get money from me, from the court. Because I knew if he would jump on Nina's case, he would lose her for the rest of our life. You can't deal with Nina Hagen in such a legalistic way. You know, and I think it was very good, because one more time, the chanting of the holy name. just inform the Namahata leaders? Just so that you can coordinate everything. But they should feel that there's encouragement from the temple. The temple wants them to take initiative.
Until now we don't have problems, but I feel that something can come because it's developing and expanding. And
then you have these crazy people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like yesterday I saw one boy whom I always see, and he looks like the born problem maker.
What do you suggest for this case with Raki? Shall we ask him that he just, I don't know how, that he at least tell us, or that we cooperate in which towns he goes, or, you know, it's really funny if we have their Namahata and people are coming there, and it's really confusing because Slovenia is really so small that everyone finds out everything very quickly. And they are just also people and others, they are waiting for our mistakes or whatever.
I really feel the most intelligent way to deal with Raji is over Rohini Sutta Prabhu. The reason is twofold. The first reason is he somehow is so angry on everyone here. Because he was not invited. And I really feel it's best to deal with him on an just official way. He won't be. I mean, he can't. At this moment, he's so agitated. There is no point in talking logic with him. It just doesn't work.
So,
let just Rohini Sutta Prabhu tell him that, because he has a good relationship to Rohini Sutta.
Yes.
And Rohini can just tell him that when you just go out, cause so much difficulties to the devotees. But, and he can give him guidelines. So many accidents.
So many, because the roads are so small and another very specific case about we also don't know exactly how to deal with it. It's Zlatko and Anita. You have heard about them?
They are initiated by Puri Maharaj.
Yes.
Puri Maharaj is very, very advanced Vaishnava. He is a good, very good relationship with our movement. Is there any problem?
The authorities said that we should not engage anybody in this country. They are not Gaudiya Vaishnava. I mean, they are not Eastern Vaishnava. Initiated in Eastern, so we should not give them any service. They can just come. So Anita is taking care of the children in the
until now.
She was doing this actually very nicely. She learned them instruments. So this is just one practical problem is how we should.
She can't do this anytime.
Yeah, or anything else, whatever.
And sometimes there were some like discussions with Vladko. You know, his mood and also a little bit like I don't know, some discussion.
Very difficult area.
Yes. They are coming and they have also influence on the people who are coming here on the congregation, so how to somehow
Oh Puri Maharaj, oh Puri Maharaj. In fact, when you see this Vaishnava, the 90 years old Vaishnava, you can see. It's amazing. This book is distributed by the ISKCON mail order. The Heart of Krishna is called. Let me see, not by the ISKCON. You can buy it over mail orders, which have all our books. Philadelphia, main Krishna culture or so. Best is to openly address those areas that could become difficult. Initiated should take then spiritual master.
Yeah.
Who are you? Initiated outside. Now, there is no institution as of such. Isn't it?
No.
So naturally they want to have association and so on. And I think it should be possible. Only we should mention these areas, these problem areas, where mutual respect is required.
About this tour for Sarajevo, and in spite of you said that he doesn't need to go there, he went. I don't know what will happen there, but it's something, some strange situation.
I don't know, really. Why don't you speak to Purujit, Nani Mukhi?
Yeah.
And tell him that there might be some Sasha coming.
Where is Purujit?
He must be in Sarajevo.
Ah, also there. Uh-huh.
You can phone him, maybe. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell him of the situation, that there's someone who says that I want to make a tour. But he should not become, he should not believe it. I don't know. How would you... I think you are intelligent enough. You know how they... You know what I mean, isn't
it? Yes.
That there's no... The Guruji that loses... You know, then, when you don't call him, Purujit would think, oh no, what is Sachinanda Swami trying to do? And get all the little confused.
Mm.
Please just phone him that. Maybe it's also not serious. Do you know Sasha?
No. Said it's just one new, like, aspirant, and she's just, he was just a few times on Sunday. He is actually from Sarajevo, and I don't know.
Yes.
One very determined one.
Bosnian, yes.
Oh, please. So where do you get all these stories which you tell on these programs and lectures?
Yesterday was very, very nice here.
Not so many. I got things from Connick to eat from there. Well, if I don't want to forget something, I just don't forget it. What happens when you live Brahmachari life? I should praise myself, but I hear it in lectures. And I'm not such a great philosopher. I'm simply not thinking so philosophically. I think in forms of in pictures, in intuition. Ah, here it is, Grotopia. Again,
Grotopia. Grotopia.
Grotopia. Grotopia. Grotopia. Grotopia.
Maybe it's some German language. Grot, big upia.
Have you made a program there?
Yeah, I think 1 or 2 years ago we made that. It was this Spiritual India.
What?
We made one public program.
Yeah.
Few people came.
They recognized you?
Yes, yes. Oh. All of them. All teachers came and they were very happy to see also Avadhuta Prabhu and...
Yeah.
Yeah. We were both good students.
Really?
Yeah. In this primary school there.
Now you're a student of this versatile science.
Yes.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
How old are you?
25.
Nothing. I see you, I always remember. It's just so much in my mind how I saw you and you were chanting so nicely.
Yeah.
Those eyes, both. So serious. I thought I should chant like this nice young devotee. So I could chant the concentrated. Wow.
At that time, you changed my life in 1 second.
Yeah, you were so moved?
Yes.
Very good. Ona Mashi also. He was all living in the temple and going with a bicycle, isn't he? Going with a bicycle to school. Doing everything. And she was running away from home. Picking apples. Do you remember? That was real, the apple picking, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, but then you flipped from there.
I stayed till the end. Yeah. Exactly on my birthday, I came to Heidelberg.
Yeah.
Of 18. 18.
Very good.
And then you wrote me in the letter that I should call you to Berlin. And then I called you and you said, oh, you are very happy, huh? Yes, I'm very happy.
Because you look, I was so suppressed.
Yeah.
And then a long, self-searching route began. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You wanted to find out who you are. Different from what Krishna wants me to be. Isn't it something like that?
Mm.
I remember. Oh, Krishna,
yesterday we got from these two TVs
because actually the, our Namahat is made on the video, what was on TV.
Yeah, was it alright?
Yeah, it was very short, two times, but I think they will make one a little longer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Here the big sound of light is waiting. That's Ljubljana?
Yes. I wanted to ask you for already for quite long time. There is one picture of Srila Prabhupada. He is smiling very much and he is dressed in two kurtas.
Two kurtas, yes.
I have heard that you were telling this Leela to some devotee, but I don't know in which connection. It can be seen that he has two kurtas.
You have this picture?
Yeah, this is also in books. I can find it. I think it's yellow garland. And
you wanted to ask
if you know. Yeah.
Two kurtas. Over each other.
Yes.
I'm telling very openly. I can't imagine. I have no idea. I'm very sorry. There are so many Prabhupada stories. What I usually do is I tell them just like my other stories as soon as I know about them. Some of them, there are just so many, some of them you just forget. Must be in this case. No, what other question?
I was thinking also about this Karuna Bhavan, and I think if there are some practical, yes, center, like practical things, for example, putting a parquet or something, we can find someone here on the right here.
Yeah.
If there will be need, we can look for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just would have to ask around, I think.
Yes.
I said you would find someone who is just suitable. That particular thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will have to see.
Yes, yes.
When I return, then I can tell you for sure.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't know really. Mm-hmm. Mm. Can't imagine, it's quite advanced. Holy Spirit, so fast. Narayani is here now. She's planning already. And two of the devotees from Croatia who work there will go after finishing at Chaturthi. But she doesn't know that I'm bringing two other devotees. Uh-huh. And what else?
There are always some questions from our preaching field, but just now I don't remember it exactly.
I'm very happy that you do this service. I just hope that you will be able to find more and more people like the ones we were with. Mm-hmm. You know, some really sensible people.
Yes.
Have like a future before them. Mm. Also, did you see how it makes such a difference? The room is nice.
Yeah.
Not such a dirty, like in Jalaj, isn't it? Dirty cold. Of course, if the atmosphere is alright, it's much better. I have a question. I gave you yesterday something to photocopy.
Yeah.
It has not come, right?
Yeah, it has to come during this afternoon. I have to look now.
This afternoon?
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon.
We were not there in the temple. So
yeah.
Maybe it's already there.
I spoke with this Anna and told her that I don't intend to give initiations in the future due to the health crisis. The thing is, what I'm really when I looked at her, I'm really skeptical if she has already understood our philosophy and, you know, our whole mood and so on and so forth. She looked a little bit distant from me, in my eyes. And I also told her that I can't imagine initiating someone who doesn't live in the temple. But I made it clear to her that she should not therefore go into the temple, because obviously one has
left
to have the right situation. So I told her to please look for another spiritual master. I want to inform you so that you know, say something.
She came to me and said to me like that also.
Yeah. Good.
So how is in Germany? Most of these Namahatas you have like this in a flat or in house by someone, not in a public place, like small
yes.
place.
Yeah. In Germany it's much easier. I think in these countries the people live together with their parents so very often, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, mostly the Namahatis in Germany buy their own houses.
mm-hmm.
You're getting to that mood, isn't it? Let us know. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. We're soon there, isn't it?
Yes, now we're here. Yeah.
So one about the other, I'm giving you the strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can see if there's some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And drink them a little bit.
Okay.
Shlagam you don't have.
We have. No.
What?
I just have to mix.
So on Sunday you will be discussed, Monamasi.
Yeah.
This meeting, something is a bit strange about this meeting.
I spoke to this with Sandipani Muni Prabhu.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
And I told him that I will know on Sunday if we can go. And he said that the bus program will follow the 108th group on the tour around Germany.
That's something for you, isn't it?
I don't know. But I said I would like to go, so he said, okay, let's see.
If you want to go, you should say, it's customary that the... wife goes where the husband is.
Yes.
That's our root in our society.
I don't know if they will accept something you can say. Oh, I don't know.
Actually, I told me nothing against it. But Shai is a he's a diplomat, like all ministers.
He learned quickly, yeah?
You just need to look at Vishwaji one time, you know. But
no, I that he has much understanding for people.
Yeah.
We often talk and we have nice relationships.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't mean
yeah, yeah.
that way.
No, I just...
A manager has to be like
yeah.
that. Oh, with the naked man. I think he should stay there. Only we should put him at Kamsha. The only thing. Ah, this really looks like a factory yard, isn't it?
Yes.
Your phone, Amati.
New to this town for hunting. Lhasa had a very bad feeling. And he told Prakriti, please, do not leave the house. I have some pain in the heart. Next evening, Lhasa came back. Prakriti was not in the house. He worried. The second night, Prakriti was not there. And the third day, he heard from a boy that Prakriti had been seen at the tent of the king Nara. For the first time in his life, he had a very angry feeling in his heart. Anger?
Yes.
He tried to go near to the tent of the king, but it was not possible. There were so many people with spears and arms and swords. He could not come close. But Dasa had an idea. In the night, he climbed on a tree which was before the tent, and he was watching the tent for the whole night. There was light in the tent, and sometimes sounds of lovely. Dasa waited until the morning sun came. And then in the morning, Yitro, Dobro Yitro, in the morning, he saw how Prakriti was leaving the tent, and her hair was all in different places, and her clothes was hastily put on.
Anger.
2 hours later, Nala came out of the tent. And this was what Dasa wanted. He climbed down the tree. He took his... I don't know what it is in English. But David used to use it against Goliath. But... Bracho, yes. He took a very heavy stone in the Vraja. And his eyes spoke to Nala. Only the eyes, not the mouth. Not that you have taken away the throne. I can forgive you. but that you have taken away Prakriti from me, I cannot forgive. And then the stone left the brush coat and withered all the anger of Dasavant and hit Nala on the head, and he died on the spot. Now Dasa was again free, but not free like before. He could not appear anywhere in the society. He ran and he ran into the forest. First he was very happy. He hid into the caves of wolves. Wolves' caves? Yes. Sometimes he heard the men of the king coming by looking for him. But Dasa was faster. Dasa was more intelligent. And Dasa was more experienced. They could not capture him. But he felt all this time very bad, because he felt something else was coming behind him. It's karma. He can run away from the guards of the king, but not from the karma. So one day he saw again this beautiful lake, which looked as deep as the mind of a devotee. He saw the same path, and he wondered, maybe, followed the path, yes! He saw the, Svidnik, I'm sorry. He saw the Svidnik, and the Svidnik was chanting. So many years had gone by, so much misery, attachment, anger, fear. But the saint was still glorifying Krishna. And Dasa decided to just remain sitting before the saint, and he watched him. Yes. For 2 weeks. Sometimes he would go, when the saint was out in the forest, he would go in the hut and wash the cloth. He would bring fresh water. After 2 weeks, he decided to go to the saint. And he had something in mind. But first he told his life story. He said how he was the son of the king. He said how the priest who could not tolerate these intrigues. Intrigue. And this took him out of the palace and brought him to the forest. He told about Prakriti and about the murder. And when he told about the murder, the Svetnik began to laugh. What is so funny? But Dasa continued. He had something in mind. He said, this was my life. Now I want to start a new life. Yes. Novajilena. I want to become your disciple and learn from you. The saint said, really? Really? Everything in Dasa screamed, no! Internally. But externally he said, duh. That same day, it was a strange situation. That same day, Dasa decided to leave the Svetnik. Why had he laughed? He did not understand. Ne resume. Something like this, huh? Ne resume. Too difficult, I'm sorry. But before he left, he decided to go one last time to the spring and bring water for the thing. His Dovijenya water. When he came to the spring in the forest, spring means? All of a sudden, underneath the trees, he saw Prakriti. And Prakriti said, "Come, let me tell you, after the death of Nala, the people remembered that you are the real king. Now the people want you to ascend the throne. They want that you become their king and I become their queen." That's a thought. Mishli. Something in him said no. But his voice said, "Yes!" And he went with Prakriti. They talked about many things. One time Prakriti said, "Nala was murdered. Do you know by whom, Datha?" Datha looked at Prakriti. And he said, "I think you know by whom." And Prakriti said, "Yes, I'm proud of you. You are a real man." Oh, he was very heavy. Dasa went into the palace. Ravana, his father, had died long ago. And he took on the duties of a king. Ampak. He was a strange king. His main interest was in his library. Yeah. And in exotic birds. Kakadu. Prakriti was not satisfied. One day she came into the room of Dasa and she brought a baby. "This is your son. Now you must change something. You must build very hard for our empire." Yes. He must become a very wealthy king. And Dasa said, "Ah." But he thought, So after 2 years, a terrible news got there. Govinda, the king from the next kingdom, had attacked and had taken one village. Dasa thought, "Well, the people are happy under me. The same people will be happy under Govinda." It's all right. But Prakriti thought, "No! Make war! Show who is stronger." Dasa didn't want to do it. Prakriti's argument was, your son. Then Dada said, yeah. And the war started. Govinda took one village, Dasa took another village from him, more, but the same people, same land, only different granitas. Dasa didn't want to do it, but he felt compelled, pushed. Yes, he felt pushed. Prakriti. One day, he heard that Govinda, that the army, enemy army, was attacking on one border. He went with his army there. But then he heard that this was only a trick. Govinda and a second army had attacked from a second place, and they went easily to the capital of Govinda. Of Dasa. Dasa returned. He went into his capital and began to fight with a sword. The whole day he was fighting. The streets were full of krin, of blood. Blood? Finally he came to his palace. He thought, my son, what will Govinda do with the son? Then he felt the pain in the back. It was a spear? Yeah, in his back. And when he woke up, he was in the palace of Govinda. Govinda laughed. Ha 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 ha! You thought you could defeat me? And see who is here! And Dasa had an idea. Turned around and he saw Prakriti, his wife, in the palace of Govinda. Prakriti laughed. She had a face of stone. Yes. You fool. Then Dasa looked down. On her left, there was his son. The arms were hanging and the wide open eyes of his son stared at him. He was dead. Dasa fainted. Yes. He woke up in the prison. Yes. He was thirsty. But not for water. He wanted death. He was thirsty for death. He fainted again. When he woke up, he had something heavy in his hands. Something hard. Then the sun fell in his eyes and he opened the eyes and he saw he was in the forest next to the spring. And he looked, what was that in his hands? And it was a glass which he used to bring water to the sweating. Was that all an hallucination? Was this only illusion? Yes, it was only illusion. I'm here. No problem. And he went to the saint. And for the first time, the Svetnik looked at him with deep concern. Did something difficult? Did you see something difficult? He said. You look so different. And Dasa just said, I came back, he said, and now I want to become your disciple. Just my story. This story tells how difficult the spiritual path can be. How you can again become attached. Again become attached. Yes. How Maya, illusion, can just make you a prisoner. Yes. So that you just work for nothing. Yes. That is very. And how you can waste your time. Yes. Yes. But it is possible to wake up from this dream of material life and to step into the reality of the spiritual life. And in the last section of my little presentation this evening, I want to tell you how this can be done. When I was coming to Krishko, I saw on the field some farmers who were sowing. They were throwing. Yes. You have seen also? It is now very prominent in Slovenia, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was remembering Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness is actually very similar to the process of growing a plant. Someone who has come in contact with Krishna consciousness has a plant in his heart. This is a plant of, it's called in Sanskrit, Bhakti Lata Beach, the plant of Krishna consciousness. And it is there within all of you. I have seen how you were chanting. Some of you were a little bit shy, but you all did very well, I must say. Isn't it, Akrura?
Yes.
I was very impressed. Next time when we come to Krishko, we will hear this section also. or all of you.
They are mostly from Nova Mesto.
From Nova Mesto? Okay, then we have to go to Nova Mesto. You all have a plant in your heart. A very costly plant. More valuable than billions of diamonds and jewels. The plant of Krishna consciousness. And you have to take care now that it can grow regularly. It can become strong and can grow more and more and more until it will go through the layers of the universe. Something like that. And finally it will take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. At this time this plant will produce a fruit. Fruit? this fruit will taste better than everything which you have tasted in this world. Will taste better than Nemechkamaka. It will taste better than preparations for eating. It will taste better than sex life, which is usually the topmost fruit of material enjoyment. This fruit, which you will taste, is called prema, the prema phal, or the fruit of love, the fruit of love of Godhead. Even a drop from the juice of this fruit, is sufficient to make the whole world forget about material life. Even a drop. So, now you will ask yourself the natural question, how can I take care that the plant grows? You have a little plant, but you can obviously put some mineral water on it. in this way it grows. What is the water? This is described very nicely in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The water is the process of hearing about Krishna, hearing the holy name, and chanting it. By hearing the transcendental sound vibration and by chanting it, you will see how the plant of Krishna consciousness will become extremely strong and then produce a fruit which will satisfy you so much. I remember that one of my godbrothers is a son of a multimillionaire, but not in lira, but a multimillionaire in dollars. His father was very, he was against it that his son became a monk.
Monk,
yes. And he came to Srila Prabhupada and he gave him a check and said, you can write any number, maybe 50 million, you want on the check, and it is all yours. And then he gave a check. And son, it was very dramatic. He was a materialist. I'm so thankful. This exactly fits into my presentation. Then he gave a check also to his son, and on the check, there was an amount. It was either $25 million or $50 million. I cannot remember. It was just ridiculously high. He said, my dear son, this is for you and this is for your spiritual master. It was an empty check. You will get it if you come back to materialistic life. The Prabhupada just smiled and said to the son, do you want to go back? No, said the son, the taste of the fruit is so nice. You remember the fruit? The Prabhupada said, well, your son is a free man. I cannot tell him to go back to the material life. He smiled. He just did like this with the two shakes. Just waved them aside. Please take them home. They are golden chains for material life. Prabhupada used to speak in such a clear way. golden chains. Because the fruit is so nice. So all of you should become transcendental gardeners. Very intently. All of you should become transcendental gardeners. So that that you will have the fruit in your life. It is not that everyone should live in the temple or live in the forest like Dasa. I have heard from our Akrura Prabhu about your spiritual pyrotechnics. Is it something like pirate?
Fire.
That's very nice if you have such a group and stay like Krishna's spions. Jyotski? What do you say, Jyon? Yes. You go and you never forget. I have a mission here, like the, I forgot the name. What was the spion?
Vahun.
Yes, the Vahun. Yes. Like the Vahun, never forgets I have a mission. Everyone thinks he is a member of the empire, a member of the country, but externally he may be, but internally he is on some other mission. So a devotee of Krishna, he may appear to be just like an ordinary man, but he is on a different mission. His mission is a spiritual mission, a transcendental mission, or Krishna conscious mission. So Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
I just felt so inspired to tell you the story. How do you like the story? It's something to think about, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, you sleep, huh? Do you have any questions regarding the subject matter of Krishna consciousness? Something, how I can give you some tips?
Sorry, you mentioned the word karma.
Yeah.
Perhaps there are a few difficulties here. Perhaps we may explain what is karma.
Karma, yes.
And how it affects people.
Yeah. Karma is simply, it means action, and there is a law for karma, the law of karma, which says that every action has a reaction. Now, karma works botanically. You put a semen in the ground, yeah, and then there, the atmosphere is correct, there is a reaction. You could see a flower coming, or a mango tree. But you will not see how from a semen of a rose flower a mango tree comes. There's a law. Action, this, and then a reaction. This law also works physically in the world of physics. Isaac Newton has formulated this law into one of his main laws, that when you exert some energy, then there must be a reaction in the world which comes from the energy which is applied. I think you all remember from your physics class, you would push a train, boom, and then the
train would be next train would go. This is karma in the world of physics. Now, karma works all over the universe. Shouldn't it work also in our lives? Yes. If you do some action, the reaction will follow you. You may like to run away, but the reaction will follow you like a calf which finds its mother amongst many, many different cows. The mother cannot hide from the calf. Can't you? Yes. In the same way, you cannot hide from your reaction to your activity. You may run away the militia or policia or whatever, but you cannot run away from the law of karma. It's not possible. For instance, if you are selfish and you do not do anything for others, but you will also feel the reaction. You will become very lonely, lonely, lonely in your life. But if you give affection and if you are taking care of others, it will come back to you in some ways. If you do, for instance, abaktos, that the right word, then you will suffer. That's very loud. I heard of mothers who are doing the baby coming, and why? Sugar. The best is brown sugar. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then the person who takes the strawberries, you can put the sugar with a little spoon over the strawberries according to his preference. But if you don't do this, then the strawberries may be a little bit too sour.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is no real enjoyment taking place. Only the hope that in the future some merciful soul will bring some sugar. Thank you.
Different question, but just before you said about these people which are not so fanatical, so now when this Navahata program is developing and everyone is looking for his own place or his own role in this program, I mean from the people, so my question is to which extent is this independent can be, is healthy, and how much there has to be this connection with the temple. Mm-hmm. For example, now we will try in these older or more mature Namahatas to introduce some like treasure and we thought it would be nice if they are in connection with the temple, so that they give a report, monthly report to the temple, how much they collect and for what was used then. And yesterday you also said about some idea about prasadam distribution, about what they were already thinking in Maribor also. There were some ideas or some other projects. So, on what we have to take care, especially when they have like his own programs. I mean, not his own, not their own, but still that this is in connection with the temple. How you see this?
Mm-hmm. I would say 2 points. It's nice when a tree has many branches, right?
Yes.
But the fruit must be the same. In other words, yes, we should support all the initiative. Yeah?
Yeah.
But the basic program of sadhana, philosophy and so on, must be the same.
Mm.
Now, you spoke about that the temple has to have some connection with the finances. I think this is a very, very difficult point, a very small, very touchy point, yes. Because everyone knows, if you control the finances, there's really no meaning of the word independence any longer.
Mm.
This was the whole reason, as far as I can understand, but maybe I'm wrong, why the war broke out here in Slovenia. Slovenes made so much material advancement of money, and the lazy Serbs also took it and used it for their Serbian purposes. No. And the Slovenes became totally agitated because